Physics Beyond the Standard Model. By 2012, with the Higgs boson confirmed at CERN's Large Hadron Collider, the Standard Model, SM, was, on paper, complete. Every predicted particle had been found. Its equations had passed every experimental test with staggering precision. And yet, the feeling in physics was not one of closure, but of incompleteness. Like Newton's laws before Einstein, or classical physics before quantum mechanics, the Standard Model was too successful at the scales we can test, but incapable of answering deeper questions. It was an almost perfect map, but only of a small part of the landscape. Gravity, the missing force. The most glaring omission is gravity. The SM describes three of the four known fundamental forces: electromagnetism, the weak force, and the strong force. Gravity, described by Einstein's general relativity, GR, is entirely absent. This is more than just an oversight. General relativity treats gravity as the curvature of space-time, a smooth geometric field, while the SM treats forces as quantum fields mediated by particles. Attempts to quantize gravity in the same way run into infinities that cannot be renormalized. The Standard Model and GR are like two different operating systems, brilliant in their own domains, but fundamentally incompatible. Reconciling them is perhaps the greatest challenge in physics today. Neutrino masses. The SM predicts neutrinos to be massless. But experiments, beginning with the Super Kamiokan detector in Japan, 1998, and confirmed worldwide, showed that neutrinos oscillate between flavors, electron, muon, tau. Oscillations require mass. This was the first confirmed evidence of physics beyond the Standard Model. The discovery won the 2015 Nobel Prize for Kajita and McDonald. Neutrinos are extremely light, at least a million times lighter than the electron. Their masses are not explained by the SM, but they might hint at new physics, like the seesaw mechanism, sterile neutrinos, or connections to the early universe. In some scenarios, heavy seesaw neutrinos enable leptogenesis, where an early universe lepton asymmetry is created and later converted into the observed matter-antimatter asymmetry. Dark matter. The visible matter described by the SM makes up less than 5% of the universe. The rest is invisible. Dark matter, 27% of the universe, reveals itself only through gravity. Galaxies rotate faster than visible matter allows, galaxy clusters bend light more than they should, and the cosmic microwave background requires extra unseen mass. None of the SM particles can account for it. Neutrinos are too light and fast. Ordinary matter is too scarce. Theories propose new particles, WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles, axions, sterile neutrinos, or something stranger. But despite decades of searches, underground detectors, collider experiments, astrophysical surveys, dark matter remains elusive. Dark energy. Even more mysterious is dark energy, the force driving the accelerating expansion of the universe. Discovered in 1998 through supernova observations, dark energy makes up 68% of the universe. In principle, it could be explained as the vacuum energy of quantum fields. But naive QFT calculations predict a vacuum energy density 120 orders of magnitude too large, the worst prediction in physics. This cosmological constant problem is arguably the sharpest clash between quantum field theory and gravity. The Standard Model has nothing to say about dark energy. It is a gaping hole in our understanding of the cosmos. The hierarchy problem. Another deep puzzle lies within the Higgs boson itself. The Higgs mass is measured to be 125 gigaelectron volts. But quantum corrections should push it up to near the Planck scale, 10 superscript 19 GeV, unless there are miraculous cancellations. Why is it so light compared to the natural energy scales of gravity? This is the hierarchy problem. The Higgs appears unnaturally fine-tuned. Physicists suspect new physics, such as supersymmetry, SUSY, which could stabilize the Higgs mass by introducing partner particles that cancel out the dangerous corrections. Debates around naturalness include ideas from dynamical solutions to anthropic reasoning and a possible landscape of vacua. The matter-antimatter asymmetry. The SM includes some CP violation, but not nearly enough to explain why the universe today is filled with matter rather than equal amounts of matter and antimatter. As noted above, mechanisms like leptogenesis, often tied to the seesaw origin of neutrino masses, provide one compelling path where physics beyond the SM tips the balance. A beautiful but incomplete picture. The Standard Model is sometimes called the most successful theory in physics. Its predictions match experiment to 10 to 12 decimal places. It explains nearly everything we see in particle accelerators and laboratories. But it is incomplete. It ignores gravity. It fails to explain neutrino masses. It cannot account for dark matter or dark energy. It leaves deep puzzles like the hierarchy problem and matter-antimatter asymmetry unresolved. Physicists now face a familiar moment in history. Just as Newtonian mechanics gave way to relativity, and classical physics to quantum mechanics, the SM must eventually give way to something deeper. The Holy Grail, a unified theory. The ultimate goal is a grand unified theory, GUT, or even a theory of everything, TA, a framework that unites all four forces, explains all particles, and works consistently from the smallest scales, quantum gravity, to the largest, cosmology. This is the holy grail of modern physics. It is why researchers push colliders to higher energies, build massive neutrino detectors, map the cosmos with telescopes, and invent bold new mathematics. The next chapters will explore the leading candidates. Supersymmetry, SUSY, a symmetry between matter and force particles. String theory and M theory, where particles are vibrating strings, and the graviton emerges naturally. Extra dimensions, from Kaluza-Klein's early idea to modern Randall-Sundrum models. Other approaches, such as loop quantum gravity and asymptotic safety. Each of these ideas arose not as dogma, but as science at its best, noticing cracks, building new theories, and testing them against reality. Supersymmetry, the next great symmetry? Physics has a long history of unification through symmetry. Maxwell's equations unified electricity and magnetism. Special relativity unified space and time. Electroweak theory unified two of the four fundamental forces. Each leap forward came from uncovering a hidden symmetry in nature. Supersymmetry, or SUSY, as physicists affectionately call it, is the bold proposal that the next great symmetry links two seemingly distinct categories of particles, matter and forces. Fermions and bosons, matter versus force. In the standard model, particles fall into two broad families. Fermions, spin half, these include quarks and leptons, the building blocks of matter. Their half-integer spin means they obey the Pauli exclusion principle. No two identical fermions can occupy the same state. This is why atoms have structured shells and why matter is stable. Bosons, integer spin, these include photons, gluons, W and Z bosons, and the Higgs. Bosons mediate forces. Unlike fermions, they can pile into the same state, which is why lasers, photons, and Bose-Einstein condensates exist. In short, fermions make up matter, bosons carry forces. The supersymmetry hypothesis. Supersymmetry proposes a symmetry that links fermions and bosons. For every known fermion, there exists a bosonic partner. For every known boson, a fermionic partner. Quarks, squarks. Leptons, sleptons. Gluons, gluinos. Gauge slash Higgs sector, neutralinos, mixtures of bino, wino, Higgsinos, neutral, and charginos, mixtures of wino, Higgsinos, charged. Fotino and Zeno are older gauge eigenstate nicknames. Experiments actually search for the mass eigenstates listed above. Why propose such a radical doubling of the particle world? Because SUSY promises elegant solutions to some of the deepest problems left by the standard model. Solving the hierarchy problem. One of SUSY's greatest appeals is its ability to address the hierarchy problem, why the Higgs boson is so light compared to the Planck scale. In the standard model, quantum corrections from virtual particles should drive the Higgs mass up to enormous values. Supersymmetry introduces particles whose contributions cancel out these divergences. The result, the Higgs mass is stabilized naturally, without fine-tuning, at least in natural SUSY spectra. SUSY and grand unification. Another motivation for SUSY comes from unification of forces. Running the coupling constants of the strong, weak, and electromagnetic forces to higher energies shows that, in the standard model, they almost but not quite meet at a single point. In SUSY, with particles contributing to the calculations, the couplings meet beautifully at around 10 superscript 16 GeV. This suggests that at extremely high energies, all three forces may unify into a single grand unified theory, GUT. SUSY as a dark matter candidate. Supersymmetry also provides a natural candidate for dark matter. If SUSY is correct, one of the particles should be stable and electrically neutral. A leading candidate is the lightest neutralino, a mixture of the bino, wino, and Higgsinos. Neutralinos would interact only weakly, fitting the profile of WIMPs, weakly interacting massive particles. If discovered, they could explain the missing 27% of the universe's matter. Experimental searches for SUSY. For decades, physicists hoped that supersymmetric particles would appear just above the energy scales already probed. LEP, CERN, 1990s. No SUSY particles up to 100 giga electron volts. Tevatron, Fermilab, 1990s-2000s. No particles. LHC, CERN, 2010s-2020s. Proton-proton collisions at up to 13.6 TeV. Design, 14 TeV. Despite massive searches, no evidence of squarks, gluinos, or neutralinos up to multi-TeV scales. The lack of SUSY discoveries at the LHC has been disappointing. Many of the simplest versions of SUSY, such as the Minimal Supersymmetric Standard Model, MSSM, are now heavily constrained. Natural spectra are pushed heavier, implying more tuning if SUSY lives near the TeV scale. Still, SUSY has not been ruled out. More elaborate models predict heavier or more subtle particles, perhaps beyond the LHC's reach, or with interactions too weak to be easily detected. SUSY's mathematical beauty. Beyond its phenomenological motivations, SUSY has deep mathematical elegance. It is the only possible extension of space-time symmetries consistent with relativity and quantum mechanics. Supersymmetric theories are often more calculable. They tame infinities and reveal hidden structures in QFT. In string theory, SUSY is essential for consistency. Without it, the theory contains tachyons and other pathologies. Even if nature does not realize SUSY at accessible energies, its mathematics has already enriched physics. The status of supersymmetry. Today, SUSY occupies a curious position. It remains one of the most compelling frameworks for physics beyond the Standard Model. It solves the hierarchy problem, supports unification, and offers a dark matter candidate. Yet, no experimental evidence has yet been found. If the LHC and its successors continue to find nothing, SUSY may be realized only at energy scales far beyond our reach, or perhaps nature took a different path altogether. A method, not a dogma. Supersymmetry illustrates the scientific method in action. Physicists identify problems, the hierarchy issue, unification, dark matter. They proposed a bold new symmetry that solves them all. They designed experiments to test it. So far, the results are negative, but that does not mean the idea was wasted. SUSY sharpened our tools, clarified what we seek, and guided whole generations of research. Like the ether or epicycles before it, SUSY may prove a stepping stone toward deeper truth, whether or not it survives as the final word. String theory and M theory. Physics beyond the Standard Model is often motivated by patches. Solve the hierarchy problem, explain dark matter, unify gauge couplings. String theory is different. It does not begin with a particular puzzle. Instead, it begins with mathematics and ends up reshaping our entire conception of space, time, and matter. Origins, a theory born of failure. String theory began, surprisingly, not as a theory of everything, but as a failed attempt to understand the strong nuclear force. In the late 1960s, before QCD was fully developed, physicists were trying to explain the zoo of hadrons. They noticed patterns in scattering data that suggested resonances could be modeled by vibrating strings. The dual resonance model, introduced by Veneziano in 1968, described strong interactions as if hadrons were excitations of tiny strings. It was elegant but quickly abandoned once QCD emerged as the true theory of the strong force. Yet string theory refused to die. Hidden within its equations were remarkable features that seemed to point far beyond nuclear physics. The startling discovery, the graviton. When theorists quantized string vibrations, they discovered that the spectrum inevitably included a massless spin 2 particle. This was shocking. Quantum field theory had shown that a massless spin 2 particle is unique. It must be the quantum of gravity, the graviton. As John Schwartz later remarked, but a startling fact emerged, the mathematics of string theory inevitably contained a massless spin 2 particle, a graviton. What began as a theory of hadrons had accidentally produced the building block of quantum gravity. The core idea, strings, not points. At its heart, string theory replaces point particles with tiny one-dimensional objects, strings. Strings can be open, with two endpoints, or closed, loops. Different vibration modes of the string correspond to different particles. A particular vibration may appear as a photon, another as a gluon, another as a quark. and one mode, inevitably, as the graviton. This simple shift, from points to strings, resolves many of the infinities that plague quantum gravity. The string's finite size smears out interactions that would otherwise blow up at zero distance. Supersymmetry and superstrings. Early versions of string theory had problems. They contained tachyons, instabilities, and required unrealistic features. The breakthrough came with the introduction of supersymmetry, leading to superstring theory in the 1970s and 1980s. Superstrings eliminated tachyons, incorporated fermions, and brought new mathematical consistency. But there was a catch. String theory only works in higher dimensions. Specifically, 10 dimensions of space-time. The four we see, 3 of space, 1 of time. 6 more, compactified or curled up at tiny scales, invisible to current experiments. This idea, radical as it seems, was not entirely new. In the 1920s, Kaluza-Klein theory had already hinted that extra dimensions could unify gravity and electromagnetism. String theory revived and vastly expanded this idea. The five string theories. By the mid-1980s, physicists found that string theory was not unique, but came in 5 distinct versions. 1. Type I, open and closed strings, including both oriented and unoriented strings. 2. Type IA, closed oriented strings, non-chiral. 3. Type IIB, closed oriented strings, chiral. Heterotic SO 32, closed strings with a hybrid construction PON 5. Heterotic E8x E8, a highly symmetric version, later crucial for connecting to realistic particle physics. Each seemed mathematically consistent, but why should nature pick one? The first superstring revolution. In 1984, Michael Green and John Schwartz showed that string theory could cancel quantum anomalies automatically, something quantum field theories had to carefully engineer. This discovery triggered the first superstring revolution, with thousands of physicists turning to string theory as a candidate for a unified theory of all forces. It was the first series framework in which quantum gravity was not only consistent but inevitable. The second superstring revolution, M-theory. In the mid-1990s, a second revolution unfolded. Edward Witten and others discovered that the 5 different string theories were not rivals, but different limits of a single, deeper theory, M-theory. M-theory is believed to live in 11 dimensions and includes not just strings but higher dimensional objects called brains, short for membranes. One-dimensional brains equals strings. Two-dimensional brains equals membranes. Higher dimensional brains up to 9 spatial dimensions. These brains gave rise to rich new possibilities. Entire universes could exist as 3 brains floating in higher dimensional space, with gravity leaking into the bulk while other forces remain confined. This picture inspired modern extra-dimensional models like Randall Sundrum. Prominent examples, Kaluza-Klein and Randall Sundrum. Kaluza-Klein, 1920s, proposed an extra 5th dimension to unify gravity and electromagnetism. The idea was shelved for decades, but string theory revived it in grander form. Compactified extra dimensions remain a core feature of string models. Randall Sundrum, 1999, proposed warped extra dimensions, where our universe is a 3 brain embedded in higher dimensions. Gravity propagates in the bulk, explaining why it is weaker than other forces. Such models predict possible signals in particle colliders or deviations from Newton's law at very short distances. Experimental hints and challenges. String theory makes bold claims, but testing them is extraordinarily difficult. Extra dimensions could reveal themselves via missing energy signals or Kaluza-Klein excitations, potentially for gravitons or even standard model fields, depending on the setup. Collider constraints typically reach the multi-TeV range. Gravitons, a massless spin 2 particle is predicted, but detecting a single graviton is beyond feasible technology. Indirect effects, like deviations in gravitational waves, are possible. Supersymmetry, string theory requires SUSY at some scale, but the LHC has yet to find sparticles. Cosmology, the early universe, inflation, and the cosmic microwave background may hold imprints of string physics, though results so far are inconclusive. Despite the challenges, string theory has provided fertile ground for mathematics, inspiring progress in geometry, topology, and dualities like ADS/CFT, connecting gravity in higher dimensions to quantum field theory without gravity. The beauty and the controversy. Supporters argue that string theory is the most promising path to a unified theory, It includes quantum gravity, unifies all forces, and explains why a graviton must exist. Critics argue that without experimental confirmation, string theory risks becoming detached from empirical science. Its vast landscape of possible solutions, as many as 10,500, makes it hard to extract unique predictions. Both sides agree on one thing: string theory has changed how we think about physics, providing a new language for unification. Toward a theory of everything. If supersymmetry is the next step beyond the standard model, string theory is the step after that, a candidate for the long-sought theory of everything. Its boldest claim is not just that it includes the standard model and gravity, but that these are inevitable consequences of vibrating strings in higher dimensions. The graviton is not an add-on, it is built in. Whether nature has chosen this path remains to be discovered. Probing the frontiers, experiments beyond the standard model. Theories are the lifeblood of physics, but experiments are its heartbeat. Supersymmetry, string theory, and extra dimensions are beautiful mathematical constructions, but they live or die by evidence. If they are to be more than speculation, they must leave footprints in the data. Physicists have devised ingenious ways to look for these footprints in colliders, in the cosmos, and in the structure of space-time itself. Colliders, hunting for particles and gravitons. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, at CERN, is the world's most powerful particle accelerator, colliding protons at energies up to 13.6 TeV, design, 14 TeV. It has been humanity's primary tool for probing physics beyond the standard model. Supersymmetry at the LHC. Sparticle searches, experiments at ATLAS and CMS have scoured the data for squarks, gluinos, and neutralinos/charginos. These would often appear as missing energy signatures, as SUSY particles escape detection. Results: no confirmed SUSY particles have been found up to the multi-TeV scale. This has ruled out many of the simplest SUSY models and pushes natural SUSY into heavier, more tuned territory. Gravitons and extra dimensions. Kaluza-Klein modes. If extra dimensions exist, gravitons or even SM fields may appear as massive KK excitations, detectable as resonances in dileptin, diphoton, or dijet channels. Randall-Sundrum signals, warped extra dimensions could produce graviton resonances with characteristic spin-2 angular patterns. Results: LHC searches have found no evidence so far, but have pushed limits to the multi-TeV scale, constraining the size, warping, and geometry of extra dimensions. Micro-black holes. Some theories suggest that if gravity becomes strong at the TeV scale, tiny black holes could form in LHC collisions, evaporating in bursts of particles. No such events have been seen. Precision experiments, testing gravity at small scales. If extra dimensions exist, Newton's law of gravity could break down at short distances. Torsion balance, Ayotwash, experiments, test the inverse square law down to submillimeter scales, currently tens of microns, 50 m. Results: no deviations have been found. These experiments exclude a wide class of extra-dimensional scenarios with characteristic lengths larger than 10-4 m, model-dependent. These tabletop experiments are remarkably sensitive, probing scales inaccessible to colliders. Gravitational waves, a new window on quantum gravity. The discovery of gravitational waves by LIGO in 2015 opened a new frontier. Extrapolarizations, modified propagation. Some quantum gravity or extra-dimensional models predict deviations from GR, additional polarizations, dispersion, or modified ringdowns. Ringdown spectroscopy, the ringing of black holes after a merger, may reveal subtle departures from GR. Primordial gravitational waves, ripples from the Big Bang, could carry imprints of stringy physics, detectable by future observatories like LISA or the Einstein telescope. So far, observations are consistent with GR within current uncertainties, but higher precision may uncover surprises. Cosmology, the universe as a laboratory. The cosmos itself is the ultimate particle accelerator. Cosmic microwave background, CMB, tiny fluctuations map the early universe. Some string models predict specific signatures, such as non-Gaussianities or oscillatory features. Inflation. The rapid expansion of the universe may have been driven by fields related to string theory. Detecting primordial B-modes in the CMB would be a powerful clue. Dark matter searches. Neutralinos from SUSY are prime candidates for dark matter. Experiments like Zenont, Lux Zeppelin, and Pandax are searching for WIMPs via nuclear recoils. Axions. String theory also predicts action like particles, which could be detected via resonant cavities or astrophysical observations. So far, the sky is silent. Dark matter remains undetected, and cosmological data fit the Lambda-CDM model with no clear stringy fingerprints. The current status: constraints, not confirmations. Decades of searching have not confirmed SUSY, extra dimensions, or stringy signals. But absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. SUSY may exist at scales beyond the LHC's reach or in less conspicuous spectra. Null results to date favor more tuned, less natural versions if SUSY is near the TeV scale. Extra dimensions may be smaller, more warped, or otherwise hidden from current probes. String theory may only leave detectable imprints in the very early universe, accessible only through cosmology. A few precision anomalies, for example, the muon, G2, measurement, and some flavor physics tensions, remain intriguing but unsettled. They motivate continued scrutiny without yet overturning the SM. What experiments have done is narrow the parameter space. They have told us where SUSY is not, how small extra dimensions must be, and how strongly dark matter can or cannot interact. The road ahead. Future experiments promise to push deeper. High luminosity LHC, HLLHC, will collect 10 times more data, probing SUSY up to higher masses and rare processes. Future circular collider, FCCHH, proposed 100 TeV collider, powerful enough to explore energy scales where GG physics might appear. LISA, 2030s, space-based gravitational wave observatory, sensitive to primordial signals from the early universe. Next-gen dark matter detectors, with sensitivity to faint signals, they may finally catch a wimp or action. Science as a journey. The experimental story of BSM physics is not one of failure, but of process. Null results rule out simple models and sharpen our theories. Each constraint guides us toward more refined, more predictive frameworks. The absence of SUSY or extra dimensions at the TeV scale does not kill the ideas, it pushes them into new territory. Just as Rutherford's gold foil experiment shattered the plum pudding model, or LIGO shattered doubts about gravitational waves, the next big discovery may come suddenly and change everything. Toward a theory of everything. For centuries, physics has advanced by unification. Newton united the heavens and Earth under one law of gravitation. Maxwell unified electricity and magnetism. Einstein united space and time. The electroweak theory showed that two very different forces are aspects of one. The natural next step is the boldest yet, to unify all four fundamental interactions, strong, weak, electromagnetic, and gravitational, into a single, self-consistent framework. This is the holy grail of physics, the theory of everything, TOEI. Why it too matters. A complete unification is not just philosophical elegance, it addresses deep practical and conceptual problems. Quantum gravity, general relativity breaks down at the Planck scale, 10 superscript 19 GeV. Only a quantum theory of gravity can explain black holes and the Big Bang singularity. Naturalness and fine-tuning, the hierarchy problem and cosmological constant problem cry out for deeper explanation. The standard model's parameters. Why do particles have the masses and charges they do? Why three generations of quarks and leptons? A two might explain these mysteries. Cosmology, dark matter, dark energy, and inflation may all be linked to physics at the unification scale. A two would not just unify forces, it would unify scales, from the tiniest strings of quantum theory to the largest cosmic structures. Supersymmetry and grand unification. Supersymmetry, SUSY, if realized in nature, provides a stepping stone to a TOSY. Hierarchy problem solved. Sparticles cancel divergent corrections to the Higgs mass. Gauge couplings unified. With SUSY, the three forces' strengths converge beautifully at 10 superscript 16 GeV, suggesting a grand unified theory, GUT. Dark matter candidate. The neutralino provides a natural explanation for cosmic dark matter. SUSY inspired guts, such as SU5, SO10, or E6, envision that at ultra high energies, quarks and leptons are unified into larger multiplets, and forces are merged into a single gauge group. But SUSY has yet to appear in experiments. If it exists only at scales beyond our reach, its unifying power may remain tantalizing but hidden. String theory, quantum gravity, and the graviton. String theory goes further. Instead of patching the standard model, it rewrites the foundation. Strings, not points, all particles are vibrations of tiny strings. Graviton emerges naturally. The massless spin 2 excitation is inevitable, meaning quantum gravity is built in. Unification. Different vibrational modes yield all known particles, quarks, leptons, gauge bosons, Higgs, within one framework. Extra dimensions. String theory requires 10 spacetime dimensions. M theory requires 11, with hidden dimensions compactified or warped. In this vision, unification is not an accident, it is geometry. Forces differ because strings vibrate in different ways, shaped by the topology of extra dimensions. M theory and brain worlds. The discovery that the five string theories are connected by dualities led to M theory, an even grander framework. Includes strings, membranes, and higher dimensional brains. Suggests our universe could be a three-brain embedded in a higher dimensional bulk. Offers natural explanations for why gravity is weaker, it spreads into extra dimensions, and how multiple universes might exist in a multiverse. M theory is still incomplete, but it represents the most ambitious step toward a TOTHY ever attempted. Other roads to quantum gravity. String theory and M theory are not the only paths. Physicists are exploring multiple frameworks, each with different strengths. Loop quantum gravity, LQG, attempts to quantize spacetime directly, predicting that space is discrete at the Planck scale. Asymptotic safety suggests gravity may be well-behaved at high energies due to a non-trivial fixed point. Causal dynamical triangulations, CDT, builds spacetime from simple geometric building blocks. Twister theory and amplituhedra, novel mathematical frameworks that reimagine spacetime and scattering amplitudes. While none yet rival string theory's unifying scope, they exemplify the richness of the search. The role of experiment. A 2 must ultimately be testable. Though the Planck scale is far beyond current experiments, physicists search for indirect evidence. Colliders, SUSY particles, extra dimensions, or micro black holes. Precision tests, deviations from Newton's law at short scales. Gravitational waves, exotic polarizations or echoes of higher dimensions. Cosmology, imprints of inflation, dark matter candidates, or axions predicted by string theory. So far, the toe remains out of reach, but every null result prunes the possibilities. The beauty and the challenge. A true two would not just unify physics, it would unify human knowledge. It would bridge quantum mechanics and relativity, micro and macro, particle and cosmos. Yet it faces a paradox. The very scale at which unification happens may forever lie beyond experimental reach. A 100 TeV collider probes only a fraction of the way to the Planck scale. We may have to rely on cosmology, mathematical consistency, or indirect signatures. The dream remains alive because of the profound elegance of the frameworks. As Witten remarked, string theory is not just a set of equations but a new framework for physics. Science as a method, not a dogma. The quest for a TOTHY is not about declaring string theory, SUSY, or any single idea true. It is about the scientific method. Identifying cracks in existing theories. Proposing bold new frameworks. Testing them against reality, discarding or refining as needed. The story is far from finished. But it is precisely this openness, the refusal to treat any theory as sacred, that makes physics a living science, not a dogma. The horizon ahead. The next century of physics may reveal evidence of supersymmetry or its alternatives, cosmological data that confirms or refutes stringy predictions, a deeper reformulation of space-time itself, or perhaps the real TOTHY is something no one has yet imagined. But the quest itself, the drive to unify, to explain, to see nature whole, is as much a part of humanity as the equations themselves. References and further reading. Supersymmetry and Grand Unification. Wes, J., and Bagger, J., 1992. Supersymmetry and Supergravity. Princeton University Press. Baer, H., and Tada, X., 2006. Weakscale Supersymmetry, From Superfields to Scattering Events. Cambridge University Press. Georgie, H., and Glashow, S., L., 1974. Unity of All Elementary Particle Forces. Physical Review Letters, 32-8, 438. String Theory and M Theory. Green, M., B., Schwartz, J., H., and Witten, E., 1987. Superstring Theory, Volumes 1 and 2. Cambridge University Press. Polchinski, J., 1998. String Theory, Volumes 1 and 2. Cambridge University Press. Witten, E., 1995. String Theory Dynamics in Various Dimensions. Nuclear Physics B, 443:1, 85-126. Becker, K., Becker, M., and Schwartz, J., H., 2006. String Theory and M-Theory, A Modern Introduction. Cambridge University Press. Loop Quantum Gravity and Alternatives. Ravelli, C., 2004. Quantum Gravity. Cambridge University Press. Thiemann, T., 2007. Modern Canonical Quantum General Relativity. Cambridge University Press. Ambjorn, J., Jerkowitz, J., and Lal, R., 2005. Reconstructing the Universe. Physical Review D, 72:6, 064-014. Experimental Frontiers. Odd, G., et al. Atlas Collaboration, 2012. Observation of a New Particle in the Search for the Standard Model Higgs Boson. Physics Letters B, 716:1, 1-29. Chatterkind, S., et al. CMS Collaboration, 2012. Observation of a New Boson at a Mass of 125 GeV. Physics Letters B, 716:1, 30-61. Abbott, B., P., et al. LIGO Scientific Collaboration and Virgo Collaboration, 2016. Observation of Gravitational Waves from a Binary Black Hole Merger. Physical Review Letters, 116:6, 061-102. Accessible Popular Accounts. Green, B., 1999. The Elegant Universe, Superstrings, Hidden Dimensions, and the Quest for the Ultimate Theory. W. W. Norton. Randall, L., 2005. Warped Passages, Unraveling the Mysteries of the Universe's Hidden Dimensions. Harper Perennial. Ravelli, C., 2016. Seven Brief Lessons on Physics. Riverhead Books. Vilcek, F., 2008. The Lightness of Being, Mass, Ether, and the Unification of Forces. Basic Books,